Let's put those hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Our God is awesome. Thank you, everyone, that God has used you to lead us in prayer. We receive renewal of strength. We receive virtue, infilling of the Spirit of God. We receive even greater grace for greater assignments. And those of us that have participated, we will all share of the testimony of what the Lord has done in Jesus' name. And also during the week, we collected, Oxford collected the key to the school. They are key holders, so please bring the key because doctor will pray over the keys. Amen. We are not going to be waiting for caretaker. God will be taking care. Amen. So please join me to welcome our sister, our mother, Dr. Mrs. Durodola. Amen. Even to minister, please bring everything. Hallelujah. Let's encourage her. Let's receive from the Lord. I believe God. We are grateful that we have we have her in the house, and we know that God has prepared her and God will use her mightily, and that God will strengthen her and equip her for himself and even the family, everyone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Father, we thank you again. We just worship you. Lord, you are so awesome. You are mighty. Is anything impossible with you? We give you praise. Thank you for these keys. Father, thank you because they are an indication of authority, of entry. Father, in the name of Jesus, we use this as contact to our brethren in North Oxford. We ask God that this will be an indication and it lead to greater things in Jesus' name. Father, we receive favor. Favor before the school. Favor before everyone with whom they have to do. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, oh God, that you will grant them entrance to your word. Entrance to your word in a new, fresh, and powerful way. In the name of Jesus. Father, as we've heard tonight when we read from the book of Acts, all those that are ordained and destined for that church, you will move them in the name of Jesus. Whether they are currently believers or unbelievers. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, in Jesus' name, we've had the privilege to worship with that group. Lord, we are asking that the fire of worship there will not die.
Amen.
Lord, they will worship you. They will serve you in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus, you will expand and enlarge them. In the name of Jesus, they will be a light to Kidlington and beyond. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask, oh God, that at the right time, they too will birth another group.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we receive the windows of heaven open to them. In the name of Jesus, we receive an opening of the windows of heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we give you praise. We thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And Father, we just want to ask that your spirit will not depart from us tonight.
Amen.
That spirit of prayer, of supplication, and of intercession. We receive it. We receive them to help us till the end of the meeting. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, our God. In Jesus' name.
Congratulations, Pastor. God bless you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank you, Pastor. You said it's a privilege to have me. It's a bigger privilege to be here. And it is never a thing to take for granted to stand before the people of God. Because it is not a small thing, whether you stand before 10 people or you stand before 5,000 people. I just want to thank you so much. I bring greetings from my husband. So I was leaving again. He was saying, please, as you greet everybody, I bring greetings from him. And he would have loved to be here, but for logistic issues. So he's staying with, he just literally got back from taking one of our boys to scout camp, and he's with the other at home. I just want to say again that as a family, we love this church. I thank God for the fervency in the church, for the zeal. And I want to thank God for your pastor, because I believe that what comes down from the head affects the body. If nonsense is dribbling down, you will soon see the evidence. And if the Spirit of God is moving in the head, you will see the evidence as well. And I just want to thank God for your life, Pastor Dupe. I know that sometimes I call you Sister Dupe, then I quickly caution myself, I say she's pastor. I thank God for your family as well. I thank God for a spirit of truth and openness. When our brother came up, I think you said, oh, you're sorry because you were feeling sleepy or something. And I thought to myself, it is the spirit of openness and truth, you know, in the church. You know, when we come to the church, sometimes all of us want to be on our best behaviors. And we want to look like people who have already raptured. You know, but God knows everything, whether we come out with it or we don't come out with it, you know. The Lord, the Bible says all things are open before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So we can duck as much as we want to duck, but the only person we can deceive are human beings. We cannot deceive God. So I just want to thank you so much to be here. I don't believe there is enough time, so I'm thinking about how to make things quick. Raising a godly family is not an easy task. And in these last days, every single thing that God has said will be challenged. I don't think anything is going to be left unchallenged. Every single thing. And it begins with the family. It's not a surprise because the devil started with the family. Okay? Went for the wife first. From there, trailed to the husband. And before we knew it, people were falling out of fellowship with God. And He has since not stopped going after families. So it cannot surprise us. And I think for really a time like this, it's a most relevant theme for the month. I'll just quickly go to the scripture that you're already dwelling on, which is Colossians chapter 3. Holy Spirit, help me to make my briefing sharing short so that we can pray, because I really want us to take time to pray. Okay, so quickly, verse 18. I know that as a church, you've read this chapter over and over again several times, because the chapter is an injunction about how we should live as Christians. Verse 18, wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter towards them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. I really like it when the Spirit is one, because there's a bit of me that sat there or maybe praying at times, and I was thinking, thank God, because people are already helping me preach. So I don't have a hard job to do. But the first thing that occurred to me is, why were the wives addressed first when the men are the heads? I think the only thing that I feel sorry about tonight is that we don't have many men in the house. So the few men in the house are going to have to take the word to the other men. And thank God you are the current men's leader. Oh, he's not here. You are standing in for him. Both of you, okay, we have three men. Thank God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So the Lord is going to help you to be able to convey the message to them. I don't know whether this is usually the proportion of men to women we have in prayer meetings. We know that normally churches struggle when it comes to prayer meetings, but the Lord will help us. I would like to see more men at prayer meetings. One of the questions I keep asking and asking is when children, grandchildren give testimonies, they will say, my grandmother was praying for me. My mother was praying for me. And you think, what were the fathers praying about? The men have to come to prayer meeting. I know that there will be different reasons why. I mean, some may be working in hospitals, but I know that when something is dear to our hearts, we prioritize it. There is a prayer meeting I normally attend. Sorry, I didn't plan to say this, actually. And on some of those Fridays, I could be doing emergency duty and be paid extra money for doing that. But I've said to God, I am not going to do emergency duty that day. I once did it because despite my saying it, for some reasons, I was rotated in and I could not find anyone to stand in. But I said to myself, that's a one-off. I'm not doing this. If I honor God, I believe that God will honor me. Even financially, whatever it is. And we've had testimonies tonight that the Lord provides. So the Lord will help us. But coming back to my question, why were the wives addressed first? And when I thought about it, one of the things that occurred to me is, you know, women can be very forward. We know how to talk. And although we are told that husbands should love their wives. And if you go to Ephesians, which somebody has already alluded to, that it's a different type of address that was given there. But in Ephesians, it makes it clear that everyone has a head. So actually, everyone is responsible to somebody. When you get a new job and you look at your job description, they will say responsible to and accountable for or something like that. So there is nobody that is not, even the chief exec of your organization, there are some people that will ask him to jump and he will immediately jump. Okay? The prime minister, we may think she is the ultimate in the country. Some people kick her out of office, don't they? So she is under authority. Okay? But wives were addressed first because it appears God knew that men's jobs or the role of the man is so difficult that if women do not decide to cooperate with them, they may forever be lingering in frustration. If we take biological clock, women mature faster than men. They talk quicker than boys. They walk, mostly. It's as if women like to run and race. But God is cautioning us first that just wait. I will come to the men. I will give them what they will do. But let me address you first before you start talking. Because I know that you are talkers. When I was much younger, it's not as if I'm old now, but when I was much younger, there was a time I used to ask God. And because I saw men who used to mistreat their wives, I said, God, why did you two make me a man? So I can show these people how to take care of their wife. Until I came to understand it. What God expects of men. If you have proper understanding what is expected of men, you will not like to be a man. It is a privilege to be a man, but it's not an easy thing to be a man of God. A man that God respects. And so, one of the things that can make it almost impossible for a man to fulfill destiny as a man is when there is a wife that is making his life difficult. There's a Christian family. The husband and the wife were having issues. I'm talking about a Christian family now, because if it's an unbelieving family, you should not expect anything. They should just behave like unbelievers, you know. And the wife said to her husband, "I am going to finish you." She said it in Yoruba. She said, "Mama, baye eje." And when I heard, my heart literally almost broke. Wives, submit to your husbands, to your own husband. It's actually your own husband, not to the male pastor you have in church, your own husband. What does it mean to submit? It's to be humble. Somebody has mentioned humility tonight. I say it's to be able to defer to the other person. It's to make a choice to respect. I want to underline the word choice, because it is by choosing. You have to make up your mind. And it is to be like Christ. In the world, submission is tantamount to weakness. But for us Christians and spiritual people, submission is power. And submission is the path to elevation. Amen. If you are a submissive wife, it is only a madman that will not treat you well. And I say that with all seriousness. The Bible says, "And no man yet hates himself." There are many examples of women in the Bible. But sometimes when I think about Eve, it breaks my heart for her. Because when the devil went to her first, she didn't seem to have discernment to know that this was the beginning of something that was going to crash them down. There are different ways to see it. You can say, "Oh, Eve so loved her husband. She took the apple to her husband. Darling, come and eat. I've got the best thing for you," you know. And he too came and ate it. Yeah, we can say that Adam had lost. He said maybe he was intoxicated, as you were saying. You know, just that moment, he'd lost something. But it was his wife that gave him. And it makes me question that particular thing. It makes me question myself. God, what is that thing that I'm going to introduce my husband to that is going to, you know, be the crash lander? So I want us to pray for wives today. And please, I will, just as women, we take this prayer point seriously. Men, I want you to pray for us. You know, the Bible says, deal with us like weaker vessels. It's not only in physical strength that we are weaker. As I've said, women talk, pere. You know, everything, our bodies will be doing like this. We are emotional people. Sometimes men keep quiet. You will talk. They'll be looking at you. You will think, "What sort of Dundee is this?" That is where their strength lies. If men talked like us, the world will crash in one day. I just want us to take a couple of prayer points for us women. And before I forget, one of the things I want to say that I've said to some people before in some gatherings. Most of us aspire to be married. And again, we don't know what Paul saw when he said, "Well, majority will marry, but some people are called to be single." I have come to the conclusion that one of the few things that can make anybody not to go to heaven is what happens in your marriage. You can do anything, but the things that some people do or what happens within their marriage may be the stopper of the show for them. May that not be our portion in Jesus' name. So we are going to rise to pray for women. As I said, I want to make it quick. So first, I just want us to pray. Men, please earnestly pray for us. And women, let us pray for ourselves. Anything in me that will make the enemy use me as the entry to my family, Father, destroy it tonight in Jesus' name. Let's begin to pray. Immortal Rock of Ages, if you think you are strong and you don't need that prayer, please pray for me or pray for somebody else. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we bless you. Thank you for all that you have put in us as women. Ancient of Days, in Jesus' name, we just want to ask for your mercy tonight. Where we have rushed beyond you, where we have raced past your will, where we have done and said what we should not have done and said. Ancient of Days, where we seem to have known more than even everybody, including our husbands. Ancient of Days, have mercy upon us today in the name of Jesus. Forgive us our sin. Forgive us our foolishness. Forgive us, oh God, everything we've done out of ignorance. Lord, have mercy in the name of Jesus. Ancient of Days, in Jesus' name, we see the example of Eve. And Lord, tonight, every Eve spirit, everything that will make us the easy prey to the enemy, everything that will make us to be that root that the enemy uses to enter our family, tonight, we commanded them be crushed in Jesus' name. We block every path, everything in us that might make us the point of entry to our family. Lord, we block it with the blood of Jesus. We block every entrance, oh God. Every attraction in us to the devil. Every attraction in the devil to us. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, we command them to be blocked up with the blood of Jesus. We take cover, oh God. Leka sotombre hekete de maka. Oh, Father, help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Roka soto broko sheta makastori ende di makasti. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. If we are full of pride, we cannot submit to anybody. Even the Bible says, God resists the proud. I just want us to pray tonight. Every destructive pride in my life, Father, destroy it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Everything that might be making me to behave myself unseemly in my marriage towards my husband, tonight, let them be terminated. In the name of Jesus. Oh, masheta kaye kanebo so poko story ande de makasta. Everything in my life, everything in our lives that will make you to resist us. Sakande broko shotombre hige de di makaya. Oh, masete tetaroko so poko story ande de ma. We receive your fire to kill them in the name of Jesus. We command pride to be separated from us tonight by fire, by force, in the name of Jesus. Oh, masete tako yekete de brokosta. Re masoto mboko shtori hende de masata. Let there be a separation of pride from us in the name of Jesus. Oh, masete tako reboske di boko sopoko shtori ande. Re kete tete te moko sopoko shete mokosta. Re kasopoko shotombre hikate de mosotoria. Re makase de mosopoko shtori hende de makase tombro kushta. In the name of Jesus. 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 I'm going to do some prayer points together. Any iota of Jezebel or Vashti spirit, God, tonight, remove them from us in Jesus' name. And then Join to that, we are going to pray. Father, anything at all that will make me a pressure or a curse to my husband or family, Father, remove it in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Inta kaso boko shete boko shete rekete bakostori makasata boma seto boko shtari ande de bakosta rapo sopake shete te remakasato boko storia remakastoria anda every spirit of wickedness arakasho to breakasto broko shtari ande de makuste remakaso poko shoto brehike toska ramoko sopoko storia tenema repapa kana maso poko shetaye ye kaso pokasti Ah, Father, in the name of Jesus, let us be women, even that lead and give good examples to other women, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everything that will make us want to be competing in our own families, we cast them down in the name of Jesus. Everything, oh God, that wants to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, against the word of God in our lives, tonight we frustrate them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive to be women of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Most High. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. In Jesus' name. Let's just lastly pray. God, let it be registered in heaven that I supported my husband. Let us pray. Karibo seto boko sterima. Repa kasto braka sete tete tete rema kaso poko sta. Rema kaso poko stori enketumbre hekato boko sta. Father, in the name of Jesus, let it be clear in heaven and on earth, oh God, that I supported my husband, that I did not compete with him, that I did not try to pull him down, that I did not try to rubbish him. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Malesa tomba kosto prokoshkaria kroboka tuska raki kako koko yekete libro bre makasto bre kasto lima repa kosto bre heketoski ye makasto poko shoto bre hekete ni makasta ramo kosto poko shori enderima repa kosto bre kasto tori Maleka so prokostoria katombo sukro boko storia ande reki maso broko shoton brehike teni makusta ikaya bakoso poko storia ande ni makusti. We worship you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. We honor you. In Jesus' name. Lord, we praise your name. Father, truly we say, if the Bible says we are weak, we accept we are weak. Father, help our weakness tonight. Help our weakness tonight. Father, on the last day, let none of us women be wanting because we destroy the destiny of our husband. But God, let us be praised in the name of Jesus. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that fears the Lord, she will be praised. Let us be praised. Let us not be punished. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Men, husbands, let's quickly go to that. Love your wives and do not be bitter towards them. As I said, when God gave me a tinge of revelation about what it means to be a man or what God expects from a man, I started saying, no, I don't want to be a man again. Okay. The Bible tells us that men are to love their wives the way Christ loved the church. I don't know any man who is sufficient unto that. Our own is just to submit and we are struggling. So if God says, if necessary, you should give your life for your spouse, is that easy? I always remember Brother Ibeneme, he's gone to be with the Lord so many years ago. He was a gynecologist at the UCH in Nigeria. And he was such a lovely man of God. And he used to say, some people, if they see that they are about to have an accident and they are the ones driving, they will quickly turn the car so that they see that their wife is sitting. That is where the impact will be. Same, if she dies, at least I will be saved. But the Bible says, love your wife. So that even if duty calls, if it becomes necessary, you will give your life. I said, God, that is more than the one for the woman. I would rather be a woman now. It's easier to submit than to want to die. You know? It is not an easy thing. And I looked at it again and I said, love your wives. What is love? God is love. God is actually asking men to be perfect. And I don't think that that is an easy thing. Generally, people say uneasy lies the head that wears the crown. If God made you the head of your family, it is not to be taken with levity. It is a big task. And actually, if we women or wives, whichever category we fall in, understand what God demands of our husbands, we will pray for them. We pray for them. Let me just drop again that I don't know, because sometimes we Christians, we make very, what's the word I'm looking for? We make statements as if we have been to heaven and sat with God the Father. You know, statements that we expect others to take as just without questioning it. But within me, and this is my own belief, so I have, it's like when Paul is talking and Paul says, it is I now talking, you know. I believe that when we get to heaven by God's grace, God is not going to ask you, for me, or you start telling me all the things that you wanted your husband to do that he did not do for you. God is going to judge us on the basis of what we were supposed to do. One brother visited our house not long ago. My husband was his best man when he got married. He just retired a year ago or so. And the last time he visited us, he likes to come to us so to just spend 1 week to rest. And he was telling my husband, he said, sister, for me, I don't see your shirt. Women don't do that again these days. So. And I was thinking to myself, I don't iron his shirts and his trousers because it's easy. In fact, sometimes I feel like I'm doing it with maybe the last jot of blood in me. But I believe that when I get to heaven and I stand there, God is not going to ask me. God will ask me for what I was supposed to do that I did not do. If God gives you grace to do something and you don't do it, God is going to ask you. And so, because we specialize in talking about what the other person did not do, my husband too will stand before God and say his own, just as I will say my own. You know? So don't capitalize on, my husband didn't do so, I'm not going to make food. I know that in some homes it's the men that is the man that cooks, but that's in the minority of you know. So please, let us focus on what does God expect of me? So, men, we want to pray that the Lord will help you because you have not got an easy job. In fact, it says that part of your role is to be able to deliver your wife before God with blameless. Again, who is sufficient to that? You see why the wife has to cooperate. If your husband is doing everything for you to get to heaven and you are a stiff-necked woman, you may not get there. But God will know that that man has done his best. So we are going to pray. Let's pray again. We'll pray for husbands. Father, perfect me in love. That's the prayer we want to pray for our men, and that they should pray for themselves. Because when they are perfected in love, to be sincere, every other thing falls into place. All the other issues, they are just stories, you know, they are just narratives. Once God perfects them in love, you have a transformed man in your house. Father, in the name of Jesus, We thank you for our men. We thank you for our husbands. Lord, we just want to give you praise. We thank you because we believe that what you want them to do, they are able to do it. We thank you, Father, because they are husbands of destiny. They are men of destiny. Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you for even the will you've put in them. Thank you for the strength you've given them. Physical strength, financial strength, wisdom, everything you have poured in our husbands. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, where we have not appreciated what you put in our husband, we say, Lord, forgive in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Ancient of Days today, we pray for our men. We pray for our husband. Father, fill them with love. Give them a fresh revelation of love. Touch their lives, oh God. Oh, Lord our God. Rekasata boko shtori andede bakaya. Mekatene boso poko shoto brahiga dedema. Lekoto broko soto brahiga doska. Ye makato boko so poko shtori anda. Oh, Lord. Rekata makasa. Let heaven register them as men of God. As men that fear God. As men that have even taken hold of their ministry. As the lead of the church. In the name of Jesus. Oh, maseta boko storyanda. Reka so boko storyande deba. Remoko so boko storyande. Reke seton broko storyende de makushi. Ye para sata ya makasta. Oh, maseton brahigade. Father, we pray for all our men, all our husbands that are here, those that are not here. You will do a work of transformation of love in their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we worship you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. We are going to take two prayer points together for our husbands. We'll pray that they will not be roaming husbands. A couple of years ago, I was ministering in a gathering that was a couple of hundreds of people. And God said to me to, you know, as I prepared for that meeting, that I should tell them that some of the husbands were roaming around. Let's pray that our husbands will not be roaming husbands. And two, let us pray that they will be prayerful, they will be watchful. They are supposed to be the watch over their family because ultimately they carry the responsibility. Let us pray that the Lord will help them to do that. Father, in the name of Jesus, any man, any husband that is roaming, that does not know their purpose, that is floundering, we call them back in the name of Jesus. We call their spirits back in the name of Jesus. Anything that may be influencing them, any power, any force that is causing them to meander, to waffle, we address that spirit tonight in the name of Jesus. We bind it, we crush it in the name of Jesus. We release them to be who you have made them to be in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our men, oh God, will be the watch over their family in the name of Jesus. Le kasato brahe katamashe. Re pakato broko sato baye kata. O pramakaseto brehe ketene masute. Ye poros keton brehe katene makoriande de makaya. Father, are there any forces, any challenges of life that is making any of them even to not be able to take responsibility in their family? Father, tonight, we address that in the name of Jesus. We ask heaven to stand and address their issues. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Raposko ton brehege doska. Repa yo makon ton brehege tuske. Yekete de mokusta. Rabosko diande de ma. O premaka sumbra higade de mokusti. O rikaso poko shtoriende de makaya. Oh, we give you praise, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. Yes, you will strengthen them. They will not make a shipwreck of their faith and of their responsibility. In the name of Jesus, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We give you praise. You are worthy, O Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm looking at the time. We're just going to say one or two things concerning the children. Obey your parents. It's not the obey your parents that really gets me. It's in all things, according to my own version. First, it is becoming difficult to get children to obey. It is another level for them to obey in all things. We are going to pray. God, Isaiah 54:13, it says that children will be taught of the Lord. Great will be their peace. When children are peaceful, even the parents will have peace. So we are going to pray, God, how they are going to be able to obey in all things. God, teach them by yourself. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift our children before your throne of grace. Young and old, ancient of days, we are operating in a time when children believe they know more than adults. They believe they are wiser, they have more experience, they are more technical. But Father, in the name of Jesus, it is your word that our children will be taught of you, and great will be their peace. Father, how they will obey in all things in the Lord. Lord, only you can teach them. Only you can put it in their hearts. The heart of the king is in your hand. Even the heart of the children is in your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are asking that God, by your Holy Spirit, you will teach our children. You will minister to them. You will coach them. Lord, you will encourage them. You will speak to their hearts. In the name of Jesus, how to obey. You will give them a revelation and a heart, even to receive and to obey. In the name of Jesus, every resistant heart, every heart of stone, every heart that is after the enemy, Father, we cross them tonight in the name of Jesus. We say, give our children the heart of flesh, the heart that seeks you, the heart that fears your word, the heart that trembles at your word. In the name of Jesus, Father, like Joseph, oh God, they will fear you. And so they will not go into error. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we worship you. Lord, we give you praise. Ancient of days, we honor you. You are worthy, oh Lord. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. I'm going to skip. I want us to pray for singles. There's a scripture I used to love before I got married. 1 Corinthians 7:32. It says, he who is unmarried cares for the things of the Lord. It applies to she who is unmarried as well. It's not just he. Why do singles care for the things of the Lord? Or why does God want them? Because that is the stage where they lay the foundation for what's going to happen later. If as a single person you are floundering, you don't know what you are doing, you are missing it all the time, it's going to be more difficult. When you don't have somebody else in your life, it will get more challenging. If you cannot pray when you are single, is it when you are, you know, looking after a baby who is not sleeping at night that you will then pray? So, an unmarried person cares for the things of the Lord. Let us pray for our singles, that God himself will help them to take hold of the time of laying foundation. That they will lay a good foundation. Yes, the Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? But that they will not waste the opportunity of their singleness. Everything God ordained for them to achieve in that time, let them achieve it. Let a solid foundation be laid for their future families. In the name of Jesus. Father, we lift all our singles before you. Single men, single women, single young people. Immortal Rock of Ages today, in the name of Jesus, we know, oh God, that is the time when many, sometimes, they get deceived. Father, we come against every spirit of deception. We cast it away from them in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, they will make excellent use of the time of singleness to lay a solid foundation, a foundation that cannot be kicked by the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, maseta boko story boko so poko shterianda. Rema kasa poko shotombre keteni mo shotombre higadi. Leku makasa to bobaba keye kasunta. Father, I am asking that the single will see singleness even as a blessing for the period that is ordained. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you will strengthen them. Lord, you will help them. Ancient of days, you will keep them, oh God, in your peace, oh God. Lord, they will fear you. They will not go into errors. In the name of Jesus, they will work for you. The zeal of your household will consume them. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we lift you up. Lord, we lift you up. Ancient of Days, we lift you up. We exalt you, Almighty. Father, be magnified. Lord, be magnified. Lord, be magnified. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. There is a category that is not mentioned here. The Bible talks about widows. And I have to mention that because I was raised by a widow. I was only 6 when my dad died in a motor accident. And there were already 5 of us. My mom was only 38. She once told me that if my dad had lived longer, they would have had more children. I laughed at her. I said, God saved you. I said, if not, your mucus from one this day will go to the other, as Yoruba say. I said, God so delivered you. Only heaven can explain what she experienced. I just want us to pray. You know, God has a special heart for widows and the fatherless. If you read from like Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, if all through the Old Testament, he keeps talking. Do not oppress the widow and the fatherless. God will avenge them. He even talks to farmers. He said, when you harvest and there are some things left in the farm, don't go back and collect them all because it is for those people. Remember that in the, because some people will say that's Old Testament now. In the book of Acts chapter 6, why did they say they should get 7 people? Spiritual people. They were not going to be ministering on the pulpit. They are going to be serving widows. And because they suddenly found that there was disquiet. The widows were, they were left. I want us to pray for widows. We are going to take all the prayer points together. That they will have joy. Amen. That they will truly know God to be their friend and their husband. And also I want to pray that God will grant them grace to mentor younger widows. We are not praying that there should be more widows. Okay? But there are things that happen in the world that only when we get to heaven would we understand. Till Jesus comes, that we continue. People will keep dying. There's nothing we, you know. But I just want us to pray. Sister May, I know that this particularly applies to you. I want us to use as contact to any other person we know. It could also be a man. Let us pray that the Lord will strengthen them. It is a ministry. There is a ministry in being a widow. And the Bible says that we should honor widows that are widows indeed. What does that mean? Some widows, before this one, they are in somebody's house. They are following this one. They are doing this one. You don't even know where they belong. That's a widow that is not a widow indeed. But widows who stay where they should stay. The Bible says, honor them. I just want us to pray tonight. As I said, could be man or woman, anyone who is not here. Perhaps people will know it could even be our relatives. Let's just quickly pray those prayers for them. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We worship you. We thank you because your word says you are the husband to the widow. Lord, you are the father to the fatherless. Immortal Rock of Ages, today in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you. We bless your name. Thank you because you are a faithful God. You are the God that was faithful to my mother. Lord, it is because of your faithfulness that I am here today. Thank you for your faithfulness to Sister May. Thank you for your faithfulness to her children. Lord, we give you adoration. Lord, we want to extend our prayer to any other person, man, woman, who may be in the same situation. We ask that you will be their strength. We ask that they will know your joy. We ask that you will be the husband or the wife to them. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask God that your joy will not depart from them. Lord our Father, you will give them a sound ministry. Ministry to mentor others. Ministry to raise others. Ministry to encourage others. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Maseton Brahikatala Messiah. Father, everything they desire in their hearts, Lord, make it to come to pass. In the name of Jesus, let them know you as that friend that sticks closer than a brother. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you, King of Glory. We praise you, Ancient of Days. We honor you, El Shaddai. Lord, be magnified. You are worthy, Lord. Oh, we honor you, Sister Mary. We say heaven honors you. And all those that we know who are true widows indeed. Lord, bless them. Father, bless them. Ancient of Days, bless them. Lord Most High, bless them. Thank you, wonderful God. In Jesus' name. Father, we give you praise. Lord, we honor you. King of Glory, we praise you. Oh, what an awesome God you are. What a glorious God you are. Thank you for helping us. Father, some of us have been to work again and we are here. It is because you strengthened us. It is because of your grace. We don't take it for granted. Thank you for the things you've done tonight. Those things that you've done that we cannot see. The Bible says they are everlasting. Lord, we receive them and we say they will last forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the blessings. They will abide in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the turnaround. Yes. Lord, we receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you for transformation in our lives. Lord, we say they will be permanent. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for godly children. So will it be in Jesus' name. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, I also want to pray for single parents. Oh, Lord, my God. In the name of Jesus. You will stand with them. You will encourage them. You will lift their heads up. Their heads will not be bowed down. In the name of Jesus, their children will listen to them. In the name of Jesus, you will honor them. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we bless you. Thank you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name.